Hello.
Yeah, hello sir, this is David from Microsoft. How are you doing today?
I'm just trying to hear you.
Okay, so can you please confirm me, sir, what can you see on your computer screen?
Who are you and where are you ringing from?
Sir, we are from Microsoft and we are ringing you from Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm just double-checking that this is genuine and not being tricked by anyone.
Okay, no problem, sir. So can you please confirm me what can you see on your computer?
It says Windows Defender Security Center.
Okay, and I do believe you read it out all the things which is written over there, right?
Like what?
Like all the instruction, why we locked your computer, you can see that? Or I can explain you, sir.
You explain.
Okay, no problem. Sir, like what actually happened, past few couple of days, we get some error and warning messages from your internet line. Like some people from overseas is connected to your internet line and they are getting all the information which you do on your computer. So that's why we locked your computer, sir. So those who is misusing with your information and those who are getting all the information, they are not going to get any information after that. So what we need to do, sir, we need to remove those persons from your internet line permanently. So can you please confirm me, are you in front of your computer at this moment?
I'm not on the normal internet line. I'm on a private one.
Yes, we know that, sir. I'm talking about the internet line which you are using. It doesn't matter if it's public or if it's private. Because I do believe you get some ads when you visit any pages, but some ads are miscellaneous ads, right? And when you click on those ads, those who make those ads, they are getting all the information through your internet line. No need to worry about it. We are going to show you each and every error and warning messages which we get from your internet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, do one thing, sir. Look in the left-hand side bottom corner of your keyboard. Can you see there is a CTRL key, the control key?
Yes.
And just beside that control key, which key do you see?
Option.
Sorry?
The control key, and then the next one is option.
Next one is the option key?
Yes.
Okay. And can you see any option which says Windows, a full flag Windows key?
Windows. No, there's nothing there with Windows.
Like a four square boxes, small square boxes. It looks like a Windows logo.
Describe the logo.
Okay, you can see the logo, right?
No. What does the logo look like?
It looks like a Windows, sir. It's a four flag Windows logo.
At the top on the same keyboard as command.
It says command.
Yes.
Okay, it means you are using an Apple computer, right?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. Do one thing, look in the left hand side top corner. You can see there is a ESC button. ESC key.
Yes,
press on that.
Yes. Just by itself.
Yeah, once. You need to press it once.
Yes, I've done it.
Now you can see you can move your keyboard like a mouse, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now close down this page or minimize this page and open up a fresh page of Google Chrome.
You're talking to someone who doesn't really understand computers very well. What am I to do?
Okay, no problem. Yeah, just help me out. Minimize this page. Do you know how to minimize this page?
No, I don't.
Oh. Okay, no problem. Look in the top of your screen, sir. Can you see any plus symbol over there? additional symbol, a plus symbol?
Yes.
Yes, click on that plus symbol and just do let me know what can you see after that.
There's a new page, Google page came up.
Yes. Now in the search bar, type over there
www.
Then put a period like a dot.
Yes.
Then type A as in alpha, the letter A.
I, yeah.
Then N as in NC.
Again?
Then A as, N as in Nancy, sir. The letter N. N as in November.
N, yes. I,
then,
N, yes.
Then Y as in yellow, the letter Y.
Yes.
Then D as in doctor, the letter D.
D, yes.
Then E as in Edward, the letter E.
Yes.
S as in sky, the letter S.
Yes.
Then K as in kingdom, the letter K.
Right.
Then put a period like a dot.
What I've done is any desk, is that right?
Yeah, that is anydesk.com.
Dot com.
Yes.
Alright.
Now hit the command key to search for that. Hit the command key. Now what can you see on your screen, sir?
Create now. Access any device at any time from anywhere. Always secure and fast. What
yes,
is that?
Yes, that is the security application, sir, which says AnyDesk. This is the co-partner of Windows, which help you to secure your information and help you to access your information from your end. So can you see there is an option says download now in a red box?
Yes, but I'm not Windows, though, am I?
Yes, you are using a Google Chrome, sir. Right. So
okay,
that's why.
Yeah, right.
Sorry?
I understand now.
Yeah. Now press on download now. And remember one thing, sir. This service totally free of cost, so you don't have to pay any penny for that, okay?
Okay.
So
I'm pressing download now.
Yeah, press on that.
Download again.
Yeah, click on download again. Now look in the right hand side top of your screen. Can you see anything popped up which says anydesk.dmg?
My AnyDesk and then downloads.
No, above that, sir, above that. It's in the very top of your screen. There
English?
Is a down. No. You can see in the very top of your screen, there is a down facing arrow in the very top of your screen.
Can't see it.
You can't see it. And do you know how to open your downloads? Do you know that,
sorry,
sir?
Sorry, I'm so ignorant on this.
Okay, no problem. I will help you. Look in the right-hand side top of your screen. You can see there's three small dots, sir.
Three small dots.
Yeah.
Yes, and it says update.
It says update?
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me a moment. It says update, right? Click on that.
And then it comes up with a whole list of new tab, new windows.
Yes, yes. Yes, you can see the fifth option which is downloads.
Yes.
Click on that downloads.
Done.
Now
any desk.
Yes, you can see anydesk.dmg in a blue color, right?
Anydesk and then one and then DMG.
Yes, just click on it two times. Click on it two times.
There's two anydesks, one with the number one in brackets and one without.
Yeah, click on the number one option.
Twice. Just do it once.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened.
Try to double click on it. Try to double click on it.
And up comes applications, anydesk application.
Yes, and you can see there is a red color application which says anydesk, right?
Yes, I can. And then next to that is a blue square with applications.
Yes, click on the red one. Just double click on that red one.
I've done that. And up comes another one with, yes, and it says open.
Click on open.
Going back to the other, oh, here it comes.
Can you see anything like your address and there is a 9-digit number?
No, it says any desk status, install now.
Yeah, click on install now.
And then it says install any desk on your Mac.
Yes, and can you see any positive options? Just confirm me the options so I can help you better, sir. Like, can you see any options?
Option, I don't see any option. It says more information, accept terms and conditions, any desk.
Yes,
no.
Look in the bottom, sir, look in the bottom. You can see accept and continue in the red box.
There's no red box here. It says accept terms and conditions, and then cancel.
Yeah, click on accept terms and conditions.
Now it says install.
Yeah, click on install.
And now it says enter your password to allow this.
Yes, now put your computer password which you used to unlock, then click on open.
Well, now I have to go back to my book to check that one out.
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
Sorry to be taking your time.
No problem, sir. No problem. Take your time. Do it slowly, slowly. This is a long procedure. Yeah, this is a long procedure because you can see that this is a clear case of fraudulent things. Like, the fraud people are using your information to do this kind of stuff. So, take your time.
Okay. Now, I'm putting in the one that I normally open the computer with.
Yes. You need to put that password.
Okay, I just want to be sure because I've got a few passwords here. I'm trying to work out which one it is.
Take your time.
Right, I need to put the phone down, and I'll let you know when I've got it.
Yes, when you're done, just say hello. I'm done with the password.
Right. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
It's gone back to, there we are.
Okay, what can you
do? The required permission for complete remote, yeah?
Yes, yes. Yes, and you can see there is an option says configure, configure permissions.
Grant any desk the required permissions for complete remote access functionality.
Okay. And just
open,
below.
Yeah,
click on open.
And this one says open screen recording preferences.
Yeah, click on that. Open system, screen recording preferences.
What's below that? What's the next one you can see?
No. I'm asking you, have you clicked on that open screen recording permission? Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, now what can you see on your screen? Can you please confirm me that?
Now I can see any desk would like to record this computer screen.
Okay, and can you?
I can see your phone number.
Okay. And can you see any option over there? Like not now, skip, something like that?
It says your address and then gives a number. Whose number is that?
Yes, that is your security ID number, sir. That number which I'm talking about. With this help of number, you are going to block those persons who is using your information. So confirm me the numbers. Let me activate this ID for you.
The numbers are 651.
Okay.
768.
Okay.
606.
Okay. And look in the left-hand side of that page, sir. Can you see any option over there which says configure permission?
It says grant access to this application in security and private located. Open system preferences, and then the other option is deny.